me to continue, friends, and I'll direct you again to Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Again, I would set it forth in assurance. Such a one with a prayer like this in his heart is safe for time and for eternity. Again, there must be that qualification. There must be an exercise about it. The child of God will not be satisfied day after day with yesterday's blessings. You want the Lord to come again. You want another confirmation. You want another visit from his Jesus. You want to be sure again and again it's going to be well. Where do we stand this afternoon, friend? We come in with an exercise?
Yes.
You who may, or I know not, who may this morning have felt the Lord was present, may have felt to be good to your soul, reading his word, an opportunity to sing to his praise. Have you come in this afternoon, resting this morning to a fullness of satisfaction, or is there still a need? The word then before us this afternoon, we would confirm it once more. It's the word that's found in the heart and often in the mouth of the child of God. And in this very psalm, we have the underlining of it. Here again, friends, is the mercy to be able to look into his word and there find the confirmation. Isn't man? Tis the living God. For the psalmist says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And then we have the confirmation, the foundation that this character is a child of God, and that none shall ever be able to overturn that, either man nor devil, that the Lord hath set in his heart everlasting loving Christ. What is the foundation? This language, friends. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Can you say it? Oh, it is good to take hold. You know, my friends, the worldling doesn't recognize this God. The dead professor so often finds the satisfaction of deliverance in his flesh, in his fleshly religion. Child of God, he comes in true humility. Lead me to the rock. It is higher than I, Lord, lead me to Christ. Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Thou art my God. Here it is. Can you speak this language, sinner? Why do you fear then? You never will while you're in the time state. There'll be so many reasons for fear. Fear of self. Sometimes fear of man. snare brings darkness, doesn't it? Trouble takes away your hope often. Or comfort. This character is loved of God and precious. Although he has many fears, thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. He has confidence now, friends. Sweet assurance. It comes from this one who's poor and needy. This character who does know the language of the psalmist experimentally. For I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou hast been my help and my deliverer. Now in our text is that same word, make no tarrying, O my God. Blessed character. We're going to find the foundation again this afternoon, friends. And that foundation's in Christ. Came into this world to seek and to save those that were lost. Yea, hell-deserving sinners who feel it still. For those who cannot keep in the straight and narrow way, and know they can't, who again and again use this language, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. Hold down me up and I shall be saved. This way is the way of a child of God, poor, needy, helpless, yet depending upon a covenant-keeping God. Now the Psalms we read together opens the way, then. Oh, there are so many portions in the Word of God to support these things. It's sweet to find them. Psalmist, in that 33rd Psalm, as we read together, he starts, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. He found that sometimes, maybe not now, maybe you're in this place, attend unto my prayer. You've got this deep need, it's in time things or it's in spiritual things or both, but it's a bad case, you've got a hard case. The Lord doesn't judge his people on where they are at any given time. The Lord judges his people in what he sees in Christ. That's where they are. This character, my friends, does have times when he's able to say, I will rejoice in the Lord, for he is my God. You've been there? These are evidences, friend. Who can praise the Lord for those who have received of his bounty? Can flesh, will flesh, pray, praise the Lord? A carnal, wicked heart, praise him who oft times, according to the flesh, turns everything upside down, makes things difficult rather than makes them comfortable. Takes away those things that one has to hand in the world, the comforts of this life that satisfy the flesh. Would this flesh praise him, rejoice in him? The new man, friends, is that new man of grace. Oh, bless him, friends, for the words of our poet. In every believer, two armies have seen the new man of grace, the old man of sin. Will you be cast down? Will you be tossed about now with the trial, whatever it be? Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Sing unto him a new song, and the word of the Lord is a dummy church. He doesn't delight in grieving the children of men. He hasn't permitted you to come into this trying place to rejoice over you. The way, though it be a difficult way, though you be hedged up, it be a thorny way, the purpose of the Lord is love toward you. Ultimately, can't see it now, can you? What the Lord does is perfect. He hasn't called thee by his precious grace, brought thee out of nature's darkness into his marvelous light to make you unhappy, miserable. No future in every man's hand against you. The purpose of the God, the Lord God, is to bring you, my friends, into conformity with his will. Not easy is it to the flesh. Come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing. Opposed to that, you always stand aside and you see those things that you know are an abomination in the sight of a holy God. Do you always flee from it? Does it need to be, my friends, for the chastening hand of the Lord from time to time? So the pathway often is a difficult one. This great and mighty God is the living God. He holds all things in his hands, your troubles, whatever they are. Oh, I know, friends, 'tis so easy to quote. The word declares he will not lay upon you more than he can bear. When you're in your right mind, you accept the word of God, don't you? When the way is difficult, come today. Rebellious thou hast been, and art rebellious still. True, isn't it, sin? Let's follow on then with the mercy that's found in the same words. It opens up this first verse of this psalm. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for the Lord hath said, but since in love I took thee in, my promise I'll fulfill. I bound thee up secure, safe from the rage of hell. The curse thou never shalt endure. For I'm unchangeable. Trials, so heavy is it? The exercise of your heart is as in our text. There is a need to remind ourselves continually so we take hold of it. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. Psalmist sets forth this God as the living God, the Almighty God. He said, let all the earth fear the Lord. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. In the beginning he made the earth, the world, all that is in it. He said, let there be light, and there was light. This God is the living God. This God is able to deal with all your concerns. He'll bring them on. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Here's the language of one who knew this God as his God. Why blessed? Because this people are loved in Christ. Find the foundation, James, in that eternal day gone by. God the Father looked in his eternal mind of men as yet unmade, uncreated in Adam. He saw there in his great foreknowledge of men a ruined people. Adam came into this world created in the likeness of his God. He came into this world with a natural righteousness, perfect from the hand of perfection, naturally. He sinned. He ruined himself. God foreknew this would take place. The Lord God in his eternal mind and decree had said, of this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And he took of that people and separated them to Christ. People ordained to eternal life. He gave them in the covenant of grace to his own dear Son, and decreed that in him there should be a fullness of righteousness, so that this people are clothed in an imputed righteousness. The purpose of God is and ever was, throughout time and eternity, he should rejoice over them in his love. My friends, has there ever been such love as that love of Christ set upon a sinner? It is the sure foundation of thy standing for time and for eternity. Your trial that matters now, isn't it? Now this concern, what shall I do? This morning, just as I closed, I turned away from temporal troubles. It is this great matter that concerns the soul. You were found together in his earthly courts this afternoon. Where do you stand before God? This is what matters. Profession you make as soon as you enter the house of God. Profession before men. Profession does not stand on one's name in the church book. Make profession when you enter house of God. How do you stand before him? There comes that greater matter, friends. How shall I stand in the swellings of Jordan? Death will come. It comes to all men. Where is your hope fixed? Our text speaks very clearly. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Tis that precious man, the God-man. Tis he whom the Lord God the Father sent into this low world, his co-equal, co-eternal Son. It is he who fulfilled the whole law of God and made it perfectly holy in his flesh. Satisfied the divine command of justice, blood for blood, in laying down his holy life on Calvary's tree, and thus putting away forever the sin of a people laid upon him. Here's the hope of this people, a living Christ, for he rose again. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father, there while time lasts, to make intercession for coming sinners, for those who come in the exercise of our text. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed through sin. My sin, Lord, my sin, that time and time again drives me to the ends of the earth. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lead me to the rock. It is higher than all. Is it your concern, friends? Blessed character who has such an exercise, such a concern in his heart. Turn again to those precious words in Isaiah. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Put me in remembrance, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Enable me, Lord, to plead that precious name, the name of the God-man, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, the friend of sinners, my Jesus. Lord, enable me to plead his one great sacrifice, to set before thee that wondrous atonement, his heart's blood, shed on Calvary's tree. Here it is, sinner. Lead me to the rock. It's higher than I yet can enter in. It is that rock, the God-man, that dear man, holy, completely holy, that precious man who is higher than men, though he took upon himself flesh and blood, was without sin. That blessed man who stands between a sinner and a holy God, the advocate with the Father, man Christ Jesus, lead me to the rock, is higher than I. Now, friends, there's a sweetness in that 34th psalm we read. It's confirmation of this pathway. A child of God, a sinner saved by grace. The psalmist has here the experience, an answer to his exercise. Lead me to the rock, it is higher than I. For he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord and he heard me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. What reality there is in this religion, it's anchored in Christ. There's no flesh here, friends. It's all the work of the living God, from beginning to end, an exercise in the sinner's heart, brought to know his unworthiness, his helplessness, his complete destitution, brought under the power of the Spirit to commit his all unto his God in the merits, the righteousness, and the precious blood of Jesus. Pleaded before him. Oh, what mercy! Not only is there here that greatest of all favours, salvation, which ensures eternal life, felicity, peace forever with Christ, but it takes in time for him. You who here this afternoon got a case in time, can't deal with it often, perhaps this afternoon. Come and deal with it now. God help me. God help me. I know what it is, friends, to sit in chapel with a burden. Hardly know how to listen to the minister. It keeps on coming up. Still got to be dealt with. What shall I do? There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Now hear the evidence of the psalmist experimentally. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord, the eye of the Lord, his eye is upon his people. He sees them in all their trials, all their dark places. Bless his holy name, my friends. 'Tis the same Jesus. He knows what he will do. Do you remember the time with the 5,000 when he asked the disciples, have you any bread? He knew what he would do. He knows what he'll do in your case. He blessed the means. He blessed the means there, a few loaves and fishes. He fed the 5,000. He'll bless the means here, this means that he's given you. Outpouring of your heart before him, he will bless his own work and he'll deliver you. Tis for his own great name's sake. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. You know the wondrous condescension of this God. I stand amazed often how the Spirit of God sets forth an example that his people can understand, the poor, finite mind, to take hold of the wondrous will of God in his infinite mind. And so he sets forth here, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Don't go about in fear, don't move about in that dreadful state of unbelief. It can't ever come right. Everything is against me. And the Lord says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And the young lions, they look about. Things that belong to this life, they want food for their natural bodies to satisfy the natural appetites and the hunger. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, because it comes from an infinite source, a fullness in Christ. The psalmist then goes on, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles, and gives us again the foundation. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. How nigh, my friends, the Spirit of God, that third glorious person in the Trinity of persons, takes up his abode in the heart of a saved sinner, always there. The petition of a child of God oft times is there under the inspiration of the eternal Spirit within, with groanings that cannot be uttered. And come through, poor sinner, whatever your case is. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, for the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Don't you believe, poor sinner? Oh, I know the way. I know where you are. Oh, could I but believe, then all would easy be. I would but cannot, Lord, relieve. my help must come from Thee. The blessed character, leaning upon the precious Christ, lead me to the rock beside the mine. You know, my friends, to the poor man who speaks to you, that I can speak of experience, walk this way every time I preach. I came into this chapel this morning feeling to be in the text. Well, when I finished speaking midday, I was still in the text. I didn't know what was going to happen this afternoon. Lead me to the rock, which is higher than I. It is a continual plea. Give me Christ, or else I'll die. There's nowhere else to look, sir. It is of necessity to seek the power of God to enable us to obey the exhortation. Run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Poor old flesh again and again says, this is all very well, but I've got trouble. Battle the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. The Word of God declares, and it is always with authority and power. The battle is not yours, but God's. Children of Israel, they came out of Egypt and they came to the Red Sea. How wonderfully they were delivered out of Egypt, and how they must have marveled then. They didn't come out empty-handed. They borrowed from the neighbors, the Egyptians. They soon came to the Red Sea, didn't they? They were in trouble then. Their God had not left them. And you've come out of many things, been delivered out of many things. You whose heart from time to time is in our text, calling upon the name of the Lord to uphold, to have mercy, to make a way. He's brought you into this place. He's brought you out of nature's darkness. You didn't pray out of yourself. You didn't come into this place of leaning upon the living God by any natural ability to do it. It's the work of the Most High God in Christ, in that eternal purpose of redemption to your soul. And when you come to the Red Sea, as you do so many, many times, it is the same, isn't it, in your experience? Were there no graves in Egypt? Far better to stay where we were than to come into all this trouble. The Lord said unto Moses, tell the people to go forward. The same, my friend, you've got to press on. Got to lean on Him who never leave you nor forsake you, but who has an eternal purpose in view, and this time it is heavenly kingdom. There will be that experienced sinner, there I shall see his face, never, never sin, and from the rivers of his grace drink endless pleasures in. Lead me to the rock, it is higher than I. You want a taste of that fountain again, that precious fountain, where the love of Christ at times pours forth. Lovely Jesus, is it true? Jesus, I love thy charming name. 'Tis music to mine ear. Fain would I sound it out so loud that earth and heaven might hear. At the echo of your heart, you will come. Save you, sinner. How sweet and precious is the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lamb, to sinners in distress. Precious name, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. My friends, the Word of God sets forth the game a sweet natural illustration, shall he bring to the birth not cause to be born? He will come, his name is in it. Your case you will carry it alone. Lord Jesus, he said, if any man will be my disciple, let him take up his cross and follow me. It'll be a cross. But you won't carry it altogether yourself. The Lord will take the heaviest part. It won't swallow you up. Know that glorious way, calling upon the living God for Jesus' sake. It's a sure door, friends, of deliverance. He will come. Whether it be for time or for eternity, the exercise that's in your heart, this God is the living God, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, able to do all things at all times under every circumstance. It is because he sees his people in the perfections of Christ, and they must endure to the end to be saved. God, believe it, our time's gone. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The Lord has blessed me.